Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you for listening to another episode of the Skyward Cast. I am Joey, here with my co-host, Delvin Cox. And of course, we got to get started with Delvin spitting some of that hot fire.
All right. On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance for a pro, I know, you know, I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, got a jiggy with it, yeah, that's it. Ah, your noggle come with some Will Smith. Ah, got you there. No.
And Will Smith was surprisingly fire back in the day. You know, just, I was just thinking about that the other day. Something I was watching was going back to the old days. And I was like, he is terribly underrated when it comes to his rap skills, man. He had some hits.
Very much so. One of the best rappers to ever do it. And he doesn't curse. That's hard to do. Very hard.
What are your thoughts on cursing? You think it's a big deal? Sometimes I'm like, okay, well, it's good to have some clean lyrics, but then it's like, well, like, who created this idea that these certain words have, you know, are things that you really need to avoid when creating lyrics or creating scripts?
I will say this. It means more to me because I know that making clean rap songs that people respect is very hard to do. And it takes a lot of skill and talent to make a song and not curse or say anything wild or get explicit with it, especially because how hip-hop culture was already made. You know, it's not easy to do that. So when you have artists like LL Cool J or Will Smith who can make albums that are dope and not curse, I found that impressive. Like LL used to do this thing in the mid-90s, I think early 2000s too, where what he would do was he'd make two albums. He'd make one with the cursing and stuff, and he make a clean version of the album. And instead of, you know how usually when they have a clean album, they just like blur out the curse words and stuff like that?
Yeah.
No, what he would do was he would change the lyrics. So he like completely changed the lyrics, and so the verse would kind of be like almost like a different verse. Mm-hmm. So I always found that to be dope.
Yeah, man. Sometimes I'll be listening to a track you heard on the radio and you like that version, and then you go look it up and you come across that explicit and it's like, this is a whole different song. I don't even like this version. Like that's happened to me a couple times. So I just stick to that version. I mean, I guess it just really depends on which one you come across first. I mean, sometimes I've heard the clean version, I'm like, this does not sound right either. So I guess it really is a skill to be able to make both versions sound great.
Yeah, I think DMX had that problem for a long time where a lot of his songs, especially when the clean version came out, like whole bars of the song were just cut out. And like, damn, this sounds terrible on the radio because you don't adapt and adjust enough. It affects a lot of songs like that. So I appreciate when artists take the time and care about their craft that much and say, you know what? Not only am I going to make a clean cut of this song, but I'm making a clean cut of this song that's just as dope as the album cut is. That is hard to do, and I respect it a lot.
Yeah, man. That seems like that'd be difficult to do. Especially if you're trying to stay true to the original vision. I mean, I understand how some people, they just don't want to. This is how I was feeling at the time when I was in the studio. This is how it came out. I don't want to have to make some super clean cut version. You know, I mean, it's like, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. So I can respect that too.
I'll put it this way. Imagine how hard it is for some people to not curse in their regular life. Now imagine being an artist and saying, huh, let me make a whole song of not cursing. Like Will Smith curses. Will Smith is not, there's not a thing where Will Smith just doesn't curse. No, he curses a lot. He's a normal human being like everybody else. It's just he made a conscious decision like, hey, I could probably make more record sales and reach more people by not cursing my music. And his music, for the most part, to me, has always been dope. Like, I know people kind of criticized him saying that they liked the DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince stuff better because it was a little bit more edgy for Will Smith as opposed to the Will Smith stuff by itself. But I like both of them. I think with Will Smith music, there is a clear evolution to who he became. Like you can hear DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince and his young teen who's enjoying life as a teen and developing his rapping ability with his essentially his best friend, and they're rapping about things that they relate to, which hip hop is supposed to be about. People have mixed up hip hop to be this thing where, oh, we're talking about gangster stuff, robbing and murdering. No, hip hop is basically about your life experiences and what you experience. I think in the 90s, it became more about gangster rap and things like that because that's what we were experiencing at that time. Just like now, the music is kind of about, what would you say it's about? It's kind of about having fun and spending money and kind of being silly almost.
Say that's mainstream is that. Mainstream rap is that. But I mean, everybody knows there's so many different levels. Unless you're not into rap, then you'll just take it for what it is, for what you get exposed to most, which is mainstream garbage.
Yeah. And I think that's what it is with Will Smith. Will Smith is a true hip-hop artist to me because he only rapped about what he knew about. Even when he came out with that diss song towards Eminem, the song itself wasn't out of character for Will Smith. He rapped it like Will Smith.
He was like, this song?
You never heard this?
No.
It's called Mr. Nice Guy. Check it out. It's actually pretty dope because it's him not necessarily dissing Eminem, but I don't know if you remember when Eminem took a shot at him, like Will Smith, what he said. I can't remember the line, but he was taking a shot at Eminem, he was taking a shot at Will Smith not cursing in his songs and basically said, fuck you. Well, Will Smith responded that because he was like, yo, I'm a man. You can't just tell a man, fuck you, and think he's not going to say nothing about it. And he just broke it down like that, like, hey, I'm cool, but y'all take advantage of the fact that I'm known as Mr. Nice Guy. That's not the case whatsoever. I'm a nice person, but don't take advantage of it. I think that's dope when you as an artist can respond to a track like that. A basic throwaway line, but it's insulting. You respond to that track in a way where you're like, you know what? It's respectful. Like I'll give you a perfect example of that. Like the whole situation with Redman and MC Hammer. You ever heard about that?
Redman and MC Hammer? No. I didn't know anything about that.
Okay. I'll tell you the quick story of that. Apparently, in one of Redman's songs, he made a comment about MC Hammer and MC Hammer's mom, like kind of like joking around. You know how Redman raps and stuff like that. What Redman didn't fail to realize is MC Hammer on the outside is a nice guy. But MC Hammer is also from Oakland, which is full of goons. And them goons ran up on Redman really quick and Hammer and made Redman apologize. And Redman told this story himself. So this is not like something that was made up. Like, no, Redman tells the story like, yeah, Hammer ran up on me with goons. They were finna beat the shit out of me. So I had to apologize. I couldn't say anything wrong. I was wrong.
That's crazy, man. Like, I'm pretty sure after you started explaining it was like, okay, I saw that video. And it's crazy how, like, more and more videos are coming out of, like, people telling their stories of things about, I can't even talk, their experiences with Hammer. And you just wouldn't expect him to behave that way, you know, because of of how he was presented in the media. But that's crazy. So behind the scenes, he was something like a beast.
Yeah.
that's wild, man.
Yeah, it's real wild, man, that, you know, sometimes you think people are, like, soft until you kind of push them, and then you see a whole other side of them.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's how it is. You know, you got to present yourself a certain way in public, you know, when you're doing business and all that. But, yeah, they judge the book by the cover, and that comes back on them.
I think I get that, too, sometimes. I think people see the nice side of me, the unite culture through diversity side of me, and kind of take that as being, oh, he just is okay with everything that happens. No, that's not the case at all. Like, I choose when to speak out on things and when not to speak out on things. Some things are not worth my time speaking out on, but I have my opinions. I am 100% about uniting culture through diversity. I'm 100% about having honest conversations about culture, race, and everything in this climate. But if you are a fuckboy and you come at me the wrong way, I am going to go off on you. And there will be consequences and repercussions to that.
Yeah, you know, I can hear that.
Well, so you got some topics for us, you said, right?
Yes, yes. We got to get to some of these. I have some random topics for today, man.
Awesome.
So first thing, I happened to see this crap the other day. This dude just posted. He was talking about 300,000 birds just suddenly died in New Mexico. And I'm like, how the heck is nobody talking about this? And this happens. It's like every couple months, you'll see like 10,000 fish washed up on the shore and in a beach somewhere, or 100,000 birds die. And then they just brush over it real quick. And I'm like, nobody is kind of terrified about this. Y'all are thinking about, what is it? What's this crap? Coronavirus and all that crap. But no one's thinking that maybe this, whatever is killing these birds, could possibly become a problem for humans too, or maybe it's already a problem. What the heck, man? How are people just so dismissive about this kind of, like, this isn't normal?
Well, I can tell you why. If anything these last 4 years have taught us, it's that everybody only thinks about themselves. Point blank, straight up. If you look at all the situations with the boycotting and the rioting, I know, yeah, that's not the same subject, but look at all the situations with boycotting and the rioting. Nobody cared about Black Lives Matter until it started affecting their bottom line. You get what I'm saying? Anytime it's something that actually affects us, like, people aren't going to care, talk about this until we start seeing birds falling out the sky, dying here. Then it's going to become a big deal. And that's how America's culture is. It's like, we don't care about stuff until it affects us at our front door. Coronavirus been a thing. Coronavirus was a thing last year. Like what? No, I want to say November. But people didn't talk about it and didn't care about it until it hit American shores. Until it started ravaging the U.S. And that's how this country is. That's how the country always been. Nobody cares about what's happening in the world until it actually affects them. And it sucks, but that's how it is.
No, but this is happening here. I'm talking about it happened in New Mexico, and there was other spots too. I can't remember all of the different areas where freaking birds.
Look where you're naming, New Mexico. Do you think people look at New Mexico as like part of, people don't even look at Puerto Rico as part of the United States, which is insane.
It's happening. So it's like, I'm thinking about this crap. I don't know. Maybe I'm just slightly different than the average person, but come on now. Like if birds or just thousands and thousands of animals suddenly dying, like you have to, and I know you said people aren't, they only think about themselves, but you have to think about yourself in that situation. You have to be a little bit proactive and not just reactive. And okay, well, oh, it suddenly started hurting us. Yeah, but it could have been avoided if you would have thought about this ahead of time.
You are 100% correct. We should worry about that. I'm telling you, people are not going to worry about that and think about it till it's too late. Think about all the stuff that's happened this year so far that we should probably be worried about. There has been several random ass sightings that could possibly be UFOs that we've seen. And I'm not talking about the one with the blimp. Everybody say, okay, that's a blimp. That's not that one. There have been several this year that has been reported in the news, like, huh, we don't know if this is a UFO or not. This is what they know, it's a UFO, but they don't know if it's an alien or not. There have been several of those cases this year. We've had murder hornets. We've had birds flying out the sky. We've had multiple situations that should cause us to be alarmed. The U.S. acknowledges, like, hey, there are other life forms out there. We've encountered a UFO on a number of occasions. All that stuff has been brushed under the table that we don't even care about.
I don't know about no dang UFOs.
You didn't hear about that story?
No, I heard about UFOs, but come on, that's a little more out there.
No. You didn't hear the story. Yes. The story was, it happened a couple months ago. And this may have started off a phenomenon about this. But the FBI, I think it was the CIA. There was footage out there on YouTube years ago, like 10 years ago, that showed fighter pilots chasing after unidentified spacecraft. Then the spacecraft disappeared. This year, earlier this year, the CIA acknowledged that footage was in fact real, and they don't know what the fuck that was. But it was basically a UFO.
And yeah, that could be a lot of things. So what is exactly what it is? Unidentified flying object. So it doesn't necessarily mean it was alien. It could have been some dude, I don't know, that created some crazy project in his backyard and they just couldn't identify it.
And this also happened in Japan, by the way, this year. This is not a random. This is weird.
I'm just saying that's weird, but it's not as weird as, I don't know. It's not as alarming as thousands and thousands and thousands of animals dying. Like that's, I'd be more worried about that than the possibility of aliens unless I see something like that in person. You know, because especially how footage is, you know, footage is manipulated. So I wouldn't really jump on that. But anyway, I mean, we all know people are extremely, they're stupid and they're not going to really think about these things until it becomes a serious problem. I hope it doesn't become a serious problem. Whatever the heck is killing them, whether it be radiation or I don't know. I don't know what the heck it is.
It could be a number of things. Yeah, it's very terrifying. But like I said, it's not going to become a big issue to Americans, at least, till we start seeing it everywhere, unfortunately, until it really starts affecting us. Like right now, it's in New Mexico, and it's scattered in a few other places. Let us start seeing that shit in like New York or Miami or California. Then people are going to start flipping out. It's sad to say it like that, but it's 100% accurate. Americans only care about what Americans can see that affects Americans. That's why when we get our fancy iPhones, nobody gives a fuck how they're made. Because we only have the iPhone in our hand. We don't care about the injustices that are happening outside America or any of the things that happen outside America. We only worry about what's happening to us. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. Well, speaking of technology, hey, did you see the loading times on that new Xbox compared to the old one?
No, I didn't. Is it light years faster? What I expected?
It's crazy. It's just that alone made me want to upgrade, and the fact that I can freeze my games and it's making games that didn't run at 60 or it was.
Hold on, what you mean by freeze your games?
You know, you can do like, it's like you can kind of put your game into like a save state. You know, kind of like how you can do with those classic games on Switch.
But can't you do that already? Wasn't that already a thing?
That was a feature, but it wasn't really widely used. I guess like a lot of developers didn't actually make it a thing in their game. But I think it's just going to be a bigger thing or more widely available this time. I don't know if I don't know why it didn't take off. I do remember them talking about that before, but yeah, it didn't take off for whatever reason. But now it's supposed to be a much bigger thing and it's supposed to be available on way more games. And it looks pretty awesome. So just the fact that they showed it available on a lot of the games that we use now, I don't know if it's just like a thing that most games will be able to take advantage of straight out the box. But it's looking wild, so I'm hyped for it. You know, just the performance of it. I'm not even really thinking about the games. I'm thinking like the future games that can come, because of course those are gonna play awesome. Well, you would hope. We thought the games were gonna play awesome with the Xbox One X and the PS4 Pro, but we know how that went with the resolution. But it does seem like they're going to be focused more on performance this time around. So I'm hyped about that. It sucks that it took this long, but we're getting there. You didn't check any of the footage out? I know Digital Foundry had some, IGN, I'm pretty sure. It was looking pretty nice, man.
No, I didn't check none of it out, actually. Well, I already had the Xbox pre-ordered, so I was like, I'll just wait till I get to be surprised myself. That system actually got pre-ordered.
I didn't know.
Funny how that worked out. Yeah.
You gonna pay out straight out, or are you gonna do that cool payment thing?
I gotta pay straight out. I pre-ordered it on Amazon.
Oh, hey, man.
Because when I went to go pre-order the Xbox shit, it was selling out fast. And one of the places that had it, still had them in stock was Amazon. Like, so I was lucky enough to get one there. And that's a whole other topic. I don't know if that's on your docket or not, like, but Xbox is doing a way better job with their pre-orders than PlayStation's doing. Oh my gosh, it's night and day.
I was hearing some mixed things. Some people were saying it was just as bad. Some people were giving them props. Some people were saying the fact that they actually told the date that they were going to do pre-orders set it up so more people were able to put their bots out there. So it was equally as bad, or I don't think I heard anybody say it was worse though. So
I will put it this way. Think about it like this, right? You know, I'm part of PSVG as well. But, okay, you know, PSVG has a Discord, right? Mm-hmm. They have an Xbox Discord and they have the one for PSXP. That's the PlayStation Discord, right? In the PSXP PlayStation Discord, I want to say out of the whole PSVG group, which is probably like 30, 40 people strong, maybe less, 4 people got a PS4.
5.
Five?
PS5. Okay. No, it's like you said PS4.
Oh, yeah, got a PS5. 5 got a PS5. No, 4 got a PS5. Now I'm confusing myself. In the Xbox side, almost everybody who wanted an Xbox got some type of version of it, whether it's the Series X or the, what is it, Series S?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's like 20-something people. Including me, who, you know, I'm more places now. I'm Xbox. I was able to get one easier than it was, and I didn't get a PlayStation. Easier than it was for me to get a PlayStation. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And that shows you the basic difference of how difficult it is pre-ordering the PS5 and how ridiculous that's been opposed to the Xbox. This is a small sample size, yes. But for almost everybody in a Discord group to have a Xbox pre-ordered and almost nobody in the other Discord group have the PS5 pre-ordered, that's insane.
See, but like I said, it could have just been that people were more prepared. It doesn't, I mean, and like you said, it was a small sample size. So, I mean, they could have just happened to be the ones that lucked out and it could have been just as bad. You know what I'm saying? It's just that one group had a little better luck than others, but the same amount of people could have had problems. I don't know either way. I wasn't pre-ordering either one. I'm not in a position to be trying to drop 500 either way. So
I would buy that if the numbers were closer, but that's a staggering difference. 20 as opposed to 5 in the same group basically doing the same thing. That's a big difference.
You know, if that is the case, man, props to Microsoft, because it just seemed like it was, all of this has been crazy, man. Bots out there working overtime, resellers just ready to go, which people are getting so mad at these dang resellers. And part of me is like, I mean, they're just playing the game. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has to eat. But then on, you know, on the other side, when you're the consumer, it's like, dang, this does suck. But I mean, hey, everybody's gonna get one eventually.
Yeah, it sucks more or less because it's just bad business, bad modeling. Like, they didn't prepare for it. That bothers me more than anything. It's just the lack of preparedness for it and the handling of the situation.
It's really hard, man. I mean, I don't really know how easy it is to prepare for thousands and thousands of people preparing their bots to just automatically buy all these dang consoles as soon as they become available, man. That, I don't know. I find it hard to kind of go hard easy on them like that.
Oh, I can. Easy. You can announce a date. First of all, this is the easiest way to do this. Okay. You just, once they said, okay, this is the date PS5 is coming out, right? You say, you name a particular date when you're going to let pre-orders launch. You let everybody know that. And you make sure it's a date where you can constantly keep a stream of pre-orders coming out. That's all you have to do. As long as you have a constant stream of pre-orders coming out, where each store at least gets 10 every every time, every stream, like, okay, pre-order's coming out this day. This all GameStop's gonna get 10 apiece. Pre-order's coming out a week later. All GameStop's gonna get 10 apiece. If you keep that constant flow coming out, nobody will get mad. But that hasn't been the case at all. Like, some GameStops were getting, like I'll give you a perfect example. The second time with PlayStation, kind of, they didn't even announce it. They were like, it was just rumblings, like, hey, GameStop's gonna start getting more PS5s this day. It was last Friday, right? So that Friday morning, my ex went to go try to get me one. The first store she went to, they said they had like two pre-orders for PS5. The second GameStop she went to had two. She went to five different GameStops. There was lines at each one of these GameStops, about 25 people. And my point is this. Why even announce that you're doing pre-orders if you only are have two for pre-order? What is even the point? Well,
it's true. Hey, look, man, they're trying to get people in those doors, however. So it's like, you might come in here, and you might not have those, but, I mean, while you're here, you might.
But that's the thing. They're not coming in. They're standing outside to wait for the door to open. And then the door will be like, hey, we only have two pre-orders. So these two people can go in, get their pre-orders done. They're not even coming in.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, that's a funky situation. I mean, man, everything is kind of jacked up right now. You know, we don't know if this whole COVID thing jacked up manufacturing speeds, you know.
I'm quite sure it did.
So I don't know. I'm trying to give everybody, you know, a break. You know, I mean, I don't know what got messed up, what didn't, and everything just kind of, well, I mean, yeah, they still could have done it way better. They could have been more prepared, but yeah, I don't know. It is what it is, man.
Yeah. Well, what can we do? I can just bitch and complain. What's your other topic, Joey? So I don't get angry and start cursing and stuff.
Oh man, did you see the fact that what is it, Boondocks and Aqua Teen Hunger Force, they actually got a couple of episodes.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm not a fan of that at all.
Straight up censorship. Like, I'm not, and of course you already know me, I'm thinking 10 steps ahead. I'm like, I'm not trying to open up any opportunity for corporations to be deciding what I shouldn't be sensitive to and removing that information from me. Let me see it and make that decision myself. Don't pull it from me, you know, because some of this trash someone might be offended by, I might think it's perfectly all fine, right. You know,
I have to counter this point. And not that I want to counter this point, because I'm a full agreement. But what do you think about people who are mad about the movie Cuties? Because they're saying the same argument. You know, you heard about the movie Cuties, right?
The movie where they had a bunch of kids dressed inappropriately and doing inappropriate things. It seemed like the sexualization, yes, of children. I don't care how anyone feels about that. That's flat out inappropriate. It's not a joke that someone might or might not be sensitive to. It's all around, it is inappropriate exposure of minors. So let's just not have that be normalized in any
kind. I agree, but so the whole conversation is censorship. If the movie is done legally, which they say it was, there's nothing technically
legal doesn't mean right.
Exactly. Legality does not mean morality, but everything in the movie was done legally. They're not showing anything explicit, like you're not seeing nude women or anything like that. Do we have to, should that movie be censored in terms of people like, hey, you can't watch this movie at all? Or should it be allowed to show?
I don't think any movie that shows children inappropriately should be up on display like that. I mean, it's just because if it was something that somebody might be sensitive to and it was done by adults, then it's like, okay, it's just a matter of, I just don't approve of this because it's just not to my taste. But this is not about taste. It's about protecting children, you know? So that's a whole different thing to me.
I can see that. I'm torn on it because I have no interest in seeing this movie, by the way. This movie looks disgusting and horrible. And people have tried to get me to watch it, like, oh, it's actually a good movie. No, I don't want to watch that shit. I am not into watching movies where kids are being exploited, or even if it's a coming of age tale or whatever they say it is. No, that's not my thing. But my whole thing is this. I'm fine with it coming out. Don't support it. Let it fail miserably so nobody else makes this movie again. I feel like when you have movies like this that come out that are basically exploiting people in exploitation movies, if people bring awareness on it, it makes people want to see it more, just to see what's going on with it. Okay, well, everybody's saying all this stuff about this cuties movie. We got to see what's all the fuss about. And then people write their think pieces about it, and that becomes a bigger problem because it's almost like when you tell your kid, hey, don't do this, people like, the kid's going to obviously do it and ask for forgiveness later. Like, why did you do that? Because it's that urge to want to do things. And I feel like movies like this, you have to just ignore. Don't say anything about, let them shit die out.
You have to ignore the indecent exposure of children on media? No. Like I said, if this was an adult and I simply didn't agree with it, I could ignore it. But it's children, and you have to come at this a different way when it comes to the kids.
But this is the problem.
I can't.
Nothing, from my understanding, nothing they're doing in the movie is explicit. Is it exploitation? Yes. And the thing about it is, Netflix is a multi-billion dollar company. They're not taking this movie down. As you can see, all those people, including Congress people, have been talking about this movie, and the movie has not gone anywhere at all. Period. The movie has won awards. And that's I think people highlighting this trash ass movie promotes it even more. Because now it goes from being the trash ass movie that's clearly exploiting children to the movie that is so risque that people have to want to go see it.
And that's weird. You don't think that's weird? The fact, there's this inappropriate, risque movie about children that's going to attract people to go watch it? Like, that's a people weird do it, culture.
It very much is, but people do it all the time. Like, just like snuff films. You know the fact that when people with snuff films and stuff like that, watching murders and people getting killed. You know, that's unfortunate. That's our culture. Our culture likes to see the train wreck. Our culture likes one of the most popular, footages of this year was George Floyd's death. People watching a man get killed. That's crazy to think about, but that was a thing. Our society is almost numb to certain things, and at the same time, we're fascinated with other things that we don't. That's basically taboo.
And yeah, who was watching George Floyd's video out of like for entertainment? Come on, now that was not, people were trying to see what everyone was talking about. Oh my God, this is absolutely terrible. We should do something about this. But it's not. It was never like, oh, let me. I'm just curious. I don't know. It's a
curiosity to it.
Yeah, but it's not like from an entertainment perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't have to be from an entertainment perspective. It's a curiosity perspective. And I think that's what this movie did too. When you sit here and say these things about this movie and you bring light to it, people are going to want to watch it from a curiosity perspective.
But you have to bring attention to something that is potentially inappropriate.
Know who you bring attention to it, to how you bring attention to it? Notify the police. Let the police know, hey, this is something that shouldn't be on. Don't do all the social media posting and stuff of it. Don't grandstand. And that's what people have been doing with this movie. They've been grandstanding. They've been doing it for the look. All those senators out there posting, oh, this movie is offensive. This movie is appalling. I don't want people watching this. This movie should be banned. All of them have the power to do just that. When you have the power to do something, this is something I get mad at with Trump, and that's why I think Trump is full of shit. When you are the president of the United States, you are a U.S. congressperson. You mean to tell me you don't have the power to have something checked out and investigated and shut down if need so? If this movie is pornographic and it's disgusting and it's exploiting children, you mean to tell me a U.S. congressperson does not have the power to get this movie pulled down, shut down, or at least investigated? That's where the problem lies. If you're just sitting here talking about, oh, this movie should be inappropriate, this is not something that we should be seeing, and we should be exploring our children, like, you're not doing shit. And that's what's been happening with this movie. People have been talking about this movie and not doing anything the fuck about it. See, so all they're doing is bringing more light to the movie.
See, but when you come at this from a legal perspective, just like as we said, legal doesn't mean right. So, you know, you could push for an investigation and everything could check out and they say, oh, it's perfectly fine. But still, morally, there is... Morally, we can see that this is wrong. So in order to make that happen, you have to bring the public's attention to it so that we as a collective can push for legal change.
But this is the thing. At this point in time, had the public know about it, and clearly nothing's being done about this movie. The movie's still coming out. It's still coming out. It's out, and it trended on Netflix at one point in time.
Well, that's because there is obviously... there's a disgusting moral divide in our society that's weird, because obviously if certain things are offensive enough, they can be pulled, based on what we just were talking about.
And that's my point.
So the fact that this isn't happening with this, what's going on with our society?
I'll put it to you this way, because this just happened. This is how I know they can do something about it. TikTok. The app that everybody loves and stuff. Trump came out and said, hey, if an American company does not put some stock or buy TikTok, TikTok will be shut down from the U.S. completely. And guess what the fuck happened? TikTok is being bought by an American company. This movie, by all rights, this movie, if I'm correct, is a foreign movie. It's not even from here. We can easily say, just like Japan banned certain things from their country, the U.S. can easily say, nah, we don't want this here. We want this band. And matter of fact, there are certain movies and stuff that are on Netflix that you can't see in other places. Like if you go to certain parts of the world, you can't watch certain movies because they are specifically banned in that country. So yeah. You mean to tell me that the U.S. can't do nothing about this? That's bullshit. They can do very much. They choose not to. They're just doing this to grandstand. That's all it is. That's all these Congress people have been doing. They have been doing this, talking about this movie just to grandstand. Oh, this is repulsive. This is something we shouldn't be having. Well, do something the fuck about it. Simple as that. Don't tell me that you are repulsed by this when you have the power to do something about it and you choose to do nothing. Just like the whole thing with Black Lives Matter. All these Congress people are always talking about, we need to do better with police reform. We need to do this, that. No, you fucking have the power to do something about it. You choose not to do something about it. Simple as that. Just like everything with this country, and this drives me absolutely insane. Everybody chooses to point the finger at everybody else without actually addressing the problem and how to solve it. Point blank.
I hear what you're saying. And I know you're saying that, okay, these are people, these are politicians, and they have the power to push for something, to push for change. But I think that's how it should be, that these people, these politicians should be bringing this to the attention of the people, so that then you can get the people behind you and not just be one person fighting for something that others might not necessarily see the value in. You know, a lot of these things that happen in our society, they can be ignored if there aren't enough people backing them to force actual change. So if you're just one person saying, this is disgusting, I don't agree with this, people still won't move unless there's enough numbers behind it. So I don't think it's a pointless thing for them to post it on social media, to bring it to people's attention so that you can create enough noise to make it a priority. But I mean, if they're just talking about it and they don't actually plan to do anything about it, even if people did get upset, well, then of course it's pointless.
I'll put it to you this way. Trump went on complaining about TikTok. People said, no, don't do that. Trump did it anyway. This is the society we live in today where you can essentially... That's the problem. People have all these people, presidents, senators, all of them have power, but they always act like they're powerless. They're not powerless. You are not
more power than others.
I agree. But you cannot be the president of the United States and be powerless. You cannot be a senator or a congressperson and be completely powerless, especially if you are a senator in a Republican White House and be powerless. That's insane to think about. Just like I'll give another example. The Supreme Court judge just passed away recently, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right? The first thing these Republicans want to do is get somebody else in office to take her place. And it's gonna happen. They probably picked their person, a very conservative Christian woman. So the Supreme Court, she's basically going to get in office before election. And it, the same thing, and they use their power to make this happen. So you mean to tell me you can make it, use your power to make something like this happen in a short period of time, because the election is only less than a month away. And the same thing happened in 2016 with Obama, and they stopped Obama from doing the exact same thing. But they have the power to do it now, so they're going to do it. So you have the power to do that, but you don't have the power to stop movies like Cuties from coming out to everybody, which is obviously an easier thing to do. It's bullshit.
Like, I hear what you're saying, but it's like we're talking about different people who prioritize different things. So the same people that are talking about this movie might not be talking about these other things that you're giving the examples of. So it's kind of hard to compare. You know, if they were the same people, then it's like, okay, well, just like you did this, you can do this other thing. But if they're not the same people, they might not have the same power or have the same people. These things also, to have them push forward, you have to have people backing you. So you have to have connections. The people that might be offended by this might not have that same, the connections or the backing to push these things forward. So I can't say either way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But in my closing thoughts, yes, I don't like the fact that the Boondocks is being censored, because the Boondocks and Aqua Teen Hunger Force is not only a product of its time, but it's also social commentary on what goes on in life. Like, you know, the whole R. Kelly episode was legendary because it was a social commentary on how people at that time, even now, even to the day when he actually had a trial, like was going through his trial and stuff, felt about R. Kelly, how there's a certain group of people who, no matter what R. Kelly did, they always are going to rock with him. And yeah. I think shows like the Boondocks, and even South Park for that matter, when they give social commentaries on how fucked up our society is, should not be censored. That's my take on it.
Definitely. Oh, man. So I guess that's it for today. I had another topic, but I know you got to hurry up and go do something. What time is it where you are anyway?
6:12 p.m.
Hold up, man. This was about the time we were supposed to start.
what was your last topic? I'm curious.
It was race swapping characters in live action movies. You know,
we can talk about that real quick. We got like 10 minutes to talk about that. So you're saying this for a particular reason, so I'm curious why now.
No, I was just curious about your opinion on, well, of course I have my opinion. I'm not the biggest fan of it. I mean, you can appreciate it in some areas at first, because it's like, okay, you're just happy about seeing black characters. You're happy about seeing other people get more representation. But then after a while, it starts to seem disrespectful because you're not actually taking the time to create brand new characters for these people to give proper representation. You're just kind of giving leftovers. You're giving people the less desirable characters, or people's like, well, if you change their race, it wouldn't really matter either way. Like, okay, let's change. I can't think of anything. Well, Ariel. Well, that was a big deal. So I can't really talk about that one. But in many other cases, I would rather see original characters, especially for black people, rather than see white characters be race swapped.
Okay,
I've seen it more and more instead of taking the time out.
I have thoughts on this. Go ahead, finish it with John.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, or just using the available characters that you already have, because there are many of them. They just don't really get the time of day. So yeah, that's it.
It depends on the character. Like, if it's done in a way that, like, I'll give you a perfect example. this is always a conversation that people always have when this conversation comes up. Mm-hmm. Nick Fury in the MCU. White people always like to bring up, "Woo, Nick Fury was white. Nick Fury was white. Why is he black now?" But if you do your Googles and you do your research, you will find out quickly that in the Ultimate Comics, Nick Fury is black because the creators of that comics love Samuel Jackson so much. And Ultimates, by the way, is an alternate universe of the 616. That's where Miles Morales comes from and stuff like that. The Ultimate Universe is a little bit darker because the thing about the Ultimate Universe, for those who don't know, is that characters die and they don't come back. That's why Miles Morales is Spider-Man, because that version, the Ultimate Universe of Peter Parker was killed in the battle and Miles Morales ended up becoming Spider-Man.
You're just giving out all kind of spoilers and all that. Dang, you're supposed to give some spoiler warnings.
Well, that's not a big spoiler. That should be known.
What?
Are you going to read those? Yes.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
It's almost like an alternate universe, but I digress. So, the people who made the alternate universe were big fans of Samuel Jackson. So, they basically designed their version of Nick Fury after him to look like him. Samuel Jackson peeped it. So, when they made the MCU, they decided to get Samuel Jackson to play Nick Fury. And so forth and so on. The whole thing with Miles Morales was created because I think it's Michael Bendis who created Miles Morales. He saw Donald Glover in a Spider-Man costume, I think it was on Community, and said it would be dope to have a black Spider-Man. Henceforth creating Miles Morales. So a lot of times, so when it's done like that in ways that are unique, I'm fine with it. Like, even now, in the 616 universe of Marvel, which is the regular comic book universe of Marvel, Nick Fury is black. And the reason why he's black is because it is not the original old white man Nick Fury. It's actually his son.
But it's still... Go ahead. Sorry, no, I'm trying to cut you off. Go ahead.
I'll tell you why it's his son. Because what happened was Samuel Jackson's version of Nick Fury actually became more popular than the comic book version of Nick Fury that people knew and loved. So they were like, let's kind of get this version in the regular comic book version universe. So they took white Nick Fury, who still exists, gave him a lost son who was 60, who was black, who was mixed, obviously, and made him the Nick Fury of that universe. And it wasn't because, we're going to whitewash, it's because of popularity. People were more adapt to it, more close to the black version of Nick Fury, which basically made Nick Fury more popular than he's ever been. Like, even with the Nick Fury and the Howling Commandos, people aren't even thinking about that character. They think about the Samuel Jackson version of Nick Fury. So people kind of grow to know that version of it. Just like, I'll give you another example of that. The Green Arrow, the Arrow from the CW universe, is almost nothing like the actual comic book version of Arrow, the Green Arrow. But he kind of became more popular. The CW version became more popular because he kind of is an offshoot of Batman. So if you show people, in many cases, the Green Arrow comic books, they're like, who the fuck is this guy? He doesn't like the Arrow. So it's all based off of, for the most part, it's based off of your interpretation of the character and what version of that character kind of takes off. Now, there have been cases of where characters like, I'll give you a perfect example, Ghost in the Shell. Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. In the live action version, I'm not going to spoil anything. They made Scarlett Johansson the main character. But Ghost in the Shell movie, the original anime and the comic books, is all based in Tokyo, Japan. So that 100% is whitewashing. When you take a character who is Asian by descent and it's part of their culture to be Asian, they're in Tokyo, and make them white and make everything about them whitewashed, that's a big difference than taking a character who, for the most part, is neutral. Like Peter Parker, for example. Nothing about Peter Parker says white male. Peter Parker's identity is not being defined by him being a white guy. It's defined out by him being a struggling teen learning how to adapt to his powers. So essentially, anybody could be Peter Parker.
Oh, that's odd. Look, I hear what you're saying, man, but over time that gets old, you know. Just what my whole issue with it, even though I hear what you're saying, it's like you can easily, well, you can kind of easily swap him, but you know, that's still a major part of who he is. I mean, that's just
not
that's
really
the guy.
Peter Parker being white.
I'm not saying culturally, but that's who he is. It's physically who he is. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like instead of just swapping these dudes out, you should just either take the time to create new characters or use some already established characters. They might be less popular than some of these other characters, but you can give them time and develop them. These already black characters, these already, you know, non-white characters versus just swapping some leftovers after they've already had their time and popularity as white. Now it's like, hey, well, let's take it into a different phase and give it a refresh and give the people what they want. No, I want to see some fresh characters, some people that have been black 100% of the time. No Nick Fury refresh, no none of that. Miles Morales, even though he was an alternate reality version, that is still a reskin of a character that was already
not really
as white. Yeah, you just gave a second version of him. No, I don't want a second version of him.
But that's the thing about Miles. Out of all these characters, Miles Morales is definitely not that. He doesn't even have the same powers as Peter Parker.
But he's still Spider-Man. He's a Spider-Man. Give him a whole new title. If they would have made him had, even if he would have had similar abilities, but he would have had a whole new name and they would have had to build an entirely new brand off of it, but it still would have been a spinoff. That would have been better than making him another Spider-Man.
But there's the problem with that. If they would have did that, would people have watched it? Would people have listened to it? Like, people are not, like, there are multitudes of characters who are African-American characters, Latino characters that are out there. There's no shortage of those characters. But the problem is people don't read them.
If you put people the money behind him, if you put the money behind him and make it a quality movie, you know what I'm saying?
Even
everything
so,
everything doesn't have to be, you don't have to build stuff off already established brands. Many things start off fresh and then become huge. All of these brands at one point were brand new. You can do the same thing and give the same respect to brand new black characters and give them the chance to take off. I get it. It's more of a sure thing. When you're trying to build it off an already established brand, but that trash is getting really old.
Also, I will say this, and to combat that, what if the person who is playing the character is actually the best guy for the role? Would you rather a trash-ass Batman, or would you rather a black guy who plays the role as Bruce Wayne better than the white guy? Because that's what we're going to have right now. That's the debate. Either you want the best actor for the job, or do you want the person who's closest to the character? Like, I think Michael B. Jordan, both. Not necessarily. I'll give you a perfect example. Michael B. Jordan in the Fantastic Four movie, the reboot. He was clearly the best actor in that film.
Yeah, but he wasn't the best option for, what's his name? Johnny.
Who was a better option?
There are many people that could have played that role better than him.
Who? Name somebody.
I haven't created a Fantastic Four like fan cast in my head. But of course, you can just off his acting skill alone, I know there are more people out there that would have been able to give a higher quality performance. I mean, even when you're talking about Killmonger, he was okay, but he wasn't.
But that's fantastic. My point. That's my point. You have to have somebody in that place that could do it. You have to have somebody who has the ability. Like, for example, I'm trying to think of somebody who you can even put as the Human Torch. I can't even think about nobody who you put as the Human Torch who would be a bigger name draw than Michael B. Jordan at this time. It's or somebody who, But name draw is a big deal. You have to have somebody who has that name who is going to draw people in.
Nah, you don't have to. Like, because like I said, each and every one of those actors, at one point, they were not a big name. You have to build them up. And sometimes it pays off, sometimes it doesn't. But all this cashing in on well-established names, it's easier, but that doesn't always produce the best product.
But this is the thing. All these actors have to have their moment to become that. You get what I'm saying? It's not like
exactly. An actor,
but even so, you don't want to. Most companies are not going to take a chance on an unknown actor for a movie. Most, because 9 times out of 10, it's not going to work out.
But okay, even if you're talking about, you need a well-established name. Fine, you can attach a well-established actor or actress to a lesser known character and give it time to take off. You could do that for all these black characters that aren't really known and still give them their fair shot.
And this is another thing I want to say before we go, because I got to go cook for the kids. But why is this always a conversation about black characters playing white roles when it more so often happens with white characters playing other people's roles? I can name multiple situations where this happened, whether it's Ghost in the Shell, whether it's tons of movies where this happens. Any movie you're going to look at where you have the white guy who is the lone white guy, who is the white, especially in Asian, Japanese movies, the white guy is the lone savior for this whole Asian culture. They do this. Matter of fact, there was actually a story that came up, I think this year they were talking about it, where they wanted to make a Harriet Tubman movie in the 90s, with a white actress as Harriet Tubman.
That wouldn't have happened.
That was a conversation. No, that would have happened. That 100% would have happened.
That wouldn't have happened. Look, lots of things come up as an idea. That doesn't mean that they're going to make it past that table. You know what I'm saying? Somebody had the common sense to say, oh, this is a terrible idea. I mean, and back to your point about why is it talked about more when it's black people? I mean, I'm not even saying this as like a bad point, right? These black people should be given opportunities. I want to see more black characters. I just really want to see, more original black characters and not white leftovers. You know what I'm saying?
I'm fine with seeing original black characters, but you have to put money into it. You have to support it. I'm fine with either or. Like the conversation is, one of the conversations that's been coming around lately is the fact that they're talking about Michael B. Jordan becoming Superman.
No, I don't want it.
I don't have a problem with it because there is a black Superman.
Once again, this is a black version of an already established known white character. I don't want that. I don't want to even alter.
Superman is an alien. He doesn't have to be white. In what world are aliens white people? Why do they always make this a thing?
He's clearly white. It doesn't matter if he's from freaking some alternate Earth 10,000 miles away. He's still what we would identify as white.
But there are multiple versions of Superman. There are a few versions of Superman that are black. I think his name is Mon-El. He's a black guy. He is an alternate version of Superman from another Earth that is black.
Built off the popularity of the already established white Superman. I don't want that. I want a fresh black character. Or take some of the lesser known already established characters and give them some time. You know, I don't want anybody's leftovers. That's all I'm saying. Give them, actually show them, if you're really about diversity, put the money behind it and take a chance like you're willing to do with many other characters. Okay. Get what I'm saying?
I'm fine with that, but like I said, I don't mind it as long as it's done well.
Then we're just gonna keep getting these bull crap leftovers because
how is it leftovers if you're establishing a character as this is the character? Like, I wouldn't call Samuel Jackson Nick Fury a leftover. He defines who the character is. There are plenty of kids in the generation. Even then, when he first became Nick Fury, people are like, okay, that's my Nick Fury. I don't think, you could probably ask the average kid today, point to me who Nick Fury is. Not something they're going to point to Samuel L. Jackson or a black guy. Because that's who they see the character as.
Yeah, but he's not the only. I want him to, if he would have started out and that would have been the only Nick Fury, cool. But like I said, he's already established as a white character. And yes, Samuel L. Jackson is the better version. I mean, well, that's the only version I even know. I didn't read the comics.
So, that's my point. Why does it matter if the character is great? It doesn't matter. If the black version is the better version, it doesn't matter.
They could have swapped him out. They could have just replaced him with a whole new guy that wasn't Nick Fury. If you're going to do that, if he's nothing like him anyway, you don't even need to have him in there by name. He could have had his own identity. Fresh. Born from just being a black guy. That's it.
A lot of times that doesn't work. And this is the thing that drives me crazy about
this.
This is the thing that doesn't drive me crazy about this conversation. Because there have been plenty attempts to make black superheroes in films and black entertainment, and people straight up didn't support it.
Plenty of times.
Blank Man, Meteor Man. There have been plenty of attempts to make black superheroes.
That was from a different time period. Didn't have the superhero big craze that we have now. Just like, remember we went through the vampire craze and zombies and everything.
I'll give a perfect example right now. Black Lightning. Black Lightning is the perfect example.
How does that matter?
It doesn't matter. It is a black superhero that people want and they should support. And it's a decent show. And people still don't fucking watch it. Don't even give me that.
Oh, what? Have you checked the ratings?
Yes, I actually have.
They brought it into the freaking, when they did that Otherworld event.
Yes, I have checked the ratings. Black Lightning does not do nowhere near as well as it should do.
Yeah, well, I think you still should give it a chance because not everything is going to hit. I'm not going to say everything is going to take off and be an instant hit, but still, I think it shouldn't just be, okay, well, this one flopped, so don't expect to get any more.
But that's the problem. That's the problem. When it comes to us, we don't get second chances. If it flops, they're not doing it again. Batman can flop.
You
see how bull
crap that is? You just gave a perfect example of industry racism. They'll give 1,000 chances to a million white flops, but black people, you only get one chance.
But that's my point. Sometimes you got to get your wins when you can get your wins. Because if they would make a black Batman right now, black Batman movie, and it flopped, you will never see a black Batman again. You will never get a spinoff of it. You will never get a character like that. You will never get any type of way character like that because they will simply say it doesn't work. That's how it works.
But would they do that with the others?
No, of course they would. They're still making Batman movies now, even if it's trash. They're
gonna make Batman movie. It shouldn't be that way.
But that's how it is.
Oh, well, one original black character didn't take off, so it won't work.
I mean, if Black Panther would have flopped.
What about what's his name? Not what's his name. It wasn't really a black superhero film. Was it Hancock? That did well.
It did okay. That had Will Smith.
It broke $600 million. That was pretty good.
Look at the Hancock. And it had Will Smith. So that's a little different. That had Will Smith.
Put some star power behind
it. And then on top of that, as this is a better example. As good as Hancock did, never got a sequel. Hancock should have easily got a sequel with that type of money. Never got a sequel.
Now we're stepping into racism in the industry. This isn't about people not supporting it.
That's the point. You can't release original characters if you're not going to get, if Hollywood's not going to support it. Even so, as good as Hancock was, it didn't get a sequel. They didn't follow up Hancock in any sort of way or fashion. It didn't get a sequel. It didn't have toys. It didn't have action figures. It didn't have a cartoon show. It didn't have nothing.
So then as people, we are the people, we are the audience. Instead of supporting these remakes of white characters, how about we push for them to actually make sequels and give more support toward black independent characters, even if they got to put big star names behind them, do it. But if you keep supporting what they're doing right now, they're just going to keep giving us more of it. That's why I don't really want to support these, you know, the black versions, even if they're, you know, other universe versions. I still don't want any of that. I want them to actually give the same fair shots to black characters as they will with the other ones. So, you know, that's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna leave us with this, just to mess with Joy Craig. But you watch Into the Spider-Verse. All right, let's go. Have a great day, everybody. This is the great episode of the Skywalk Cast. See you later.
Anyway, well, I'm not even gonna. I don't know. I didn't watch that movie. Look, I do want to see more of it though. I want to see more them take more chances on it. I watched it on Netflix. I ain't go to the freaking, you know what I'm saying? I already had it. Shoot. Hey, look. This doesn't mean that I'm not gonna watch any of them. I want them to give a fair shot. You shouldn't have to choose, is what I'm saying. I shouldn't have to choose between, okay, I can either support the reskins, or you can get independent. Which one? Because the others don't have to do that. So this is a problem once again that black people have to have that others don't.
All right, let's wrap it up so I can,
you know what I'm saying,
go feed my kids.
You didn't even respond.
Yes, because this, if we all respond, we're gonna be here all night. That's why
you gave that whole bull crap, but you supported Into the Spider-Verse. Yes, but my whole point was it shouldn't be one or the other.
That's the thing I said in the first place. I said we can have both.
So then your whole comeback with that is flawed and shouldn't have happened.
No, it's not.
All right.
No, my whole point has been the whole time you can do both well. As long as it's done well, I have no problem with it. I said my whole point was I don't have a problem with either or, as long as it's done well and true to the character. You can, as long as you have the best character actor in the job doing it, I'm fine with it. But
I would love it.
Only time I have a problem with it is when you're culture appropriating a character like Ghost in the Shell did. When you have a character who is clearly Asian and everything about that character is Asian culture and background, but you choose to make the character white. And you don't even whitewash the character in terms of like, hey, okay, this is Ghost in the Shell, but we're going to make it in America and have American things about it. No, you still have the character in Japan.
Go ahead.
That's the difference. They still have the character and everything about that movie with Japanese culture, but you just have the main cast members as white. That is fucked up.
Yes, I hear you. But my whole point was, now, of course, I remember my point. My whole point is that if you actually support the reskins, they're making so much money that they're not going to give independent characters a chance. And that's why I would want to prioritize independent over supporting more and more and more. At first, it was okay, because it's like, okay, we're getting somewhere. Fine, let's get this to get in the door. And then fine, now start putting some money behind independent characters. But now it's like, well, you guys like this so much, so why take a chance? So if it comes to that, I would rather not support characters like Miles Morales or any of these other reskins and give my support toward more independent characters. Put more money behind that, even if you got to put big names. That was my whole point.
Yes.
All right. Now we can end. We had a good episode, man. All right, I mean, let's get this off. I know you got to go and cook for your children. All right, thank you everyone for listening to another episode of the Skyward Cast. It was a great time. Of course, remember to follow us, me at Skyward King on Twitter. I'm sure you already do. And Delvin, tell them where to find you, what to listen to, all that good stuff.
Find me at Delvin_Cox and check out the Delvin Cox Experience anywhere you get podcasts. And check out PSXP.
Alrighty, thank you everyone for listening, and we will talk to y'all later. Peace.
Peace.